Well, as I think about that question more in my life, and I do believe this is the question behind the people that were listening to Jesus, am I the right person? I think there are two reasons why we come to the conclusion or why we ask that question that we're not the right person. The first is we think that we don't have the right qualifications. We don't have enough education. We haven't had enough practice. We're just not the right person. Now, I have to believe that when Moses was asked to shine a light and kind of be salt for his people in the Old Testament, that qualification was an issue. God was asking this man, Moses, a leader, to take the people from Egypt and lead them into the promised land. What were Moses' qualifications? Moses had hung out with sheep for 40 years. Not a great qualification to lead a whole group of people in a challenging time. And I believe Moses came to the right conclusion. I'm not qualified to do this, Lord. That's what Moses essentially said. Don't we come to the same conclusion with the activities that we do at church? Boy, they're asking me to usher and pass out the bulletins. I'm an introvert. I don't like putting myself out there. The church is asking me to bring flowers on Sunday? Wow, I can barely color coordinate my pants with my shirt. I can't do that. I'm not qualified. They want me to join the choir? My goodness, when Diane says the bass clef, I don't even know what she's talking about. You know what, if you analyze the positions of the church, including the pastor, all the positions in the church, if you closely analyze them, we could come to the conclusion that none of us are qualified. We're not qualified. Another reason why we land on that question, am I the right person, is because I believe we compare ourselves to others. Isn't that a dangerous thing? We compare ourselves to others. There's always that other person that just is a better fit than me. By the way, Moses went through that as he was chosen to be tasty and a light for his people. He had this brother right next to him. I think when God was asking him to do these things, he was thinking of his brother. You should have picked Aaron, God. Moses stuttered. Moses couldn't get up in front of a crowd, and he definitely couldn't get up in front of Pharaoh unless God supplied some miracles, so to speak. Moses was really shy. The words didn't come so easily for him. For Aaron, it came natural. The words just flowed. When he spoke, people listened. Moses came to the right conclusion. He was not the right person for the job. There was someone who was better. We do that too in the church. We compare ourselves to others. Oh, you want me to be a trustee? Well, there's Dan and there's Tim and Dave. They do an amazing job. The property looks better. There's no way I could do that. You want me to be an elder at church? Kay and Oscar, Elaine, Rick and Merv, they're amazing. There's no way I could do that. You want me to be a pastor? Well, there's that pastor that I knew. It was just amazing. If you analyze the situation, no matter what we do, everything that I've done in my life, there's always been somebody better than myself. We would all come to the conclusion, there's a better fit for this position. Two reasons why we ask the question, am I the best person? One is we think we're not qualified. Number two is we think that there's a better person for the position. Jesus still asks. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if we think we're qualified. It doesn't matter if we think that there's somebody better for the job. He's the master. And if he asks, we shine. And we add flavor to the people around us. You know, when a master tells you to go to work, you do it. You don't even think about it. You don't even start to compare yourself. You're just, the master asked me to do it. I'm going to do it. Interesting story about Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison, we know, is a master inventor and businessman in the United States, 19th century. He invented all sorts of things. Edison invented the light bulb, the telegraph, the telephone, was involved in the telephone, the telegraph, motion camera, as well as the phonograph. He invented the phonograph. But what people don't realize about Thomas Edison is that he opened up a laboratory for experimentation. He hired employees just to make inventions. Sign me up. That sounds fun.